We've got this final portion of our 2 days together. 2 days that I am so moved over and in awe of, because I know what the behind the scenes looked like, and many people around us knew what the behind the scenes looked like, and everyone was asking, what in the world is this going to be? And I have to say, I think God did something tremendous here. And I really think he drew from the very spirit within each one of you. Truly, the Holy Spirit, the fire within each one of you, where your participation, engagement, enthusiasm just came out in the whole experience. And part of this idea of how this all came together was, can we provide an experience for everyone here, ourselves included, to lay ourselves before the Lord, to give him an opportunity to do something with us, but to have an experience that we can walk back into our own communities and remember. I remember what I experienced at the diocesan assembly. I remember the different components. And we talk about that encounter opportunity, and we talk about the gospel being preached, and we talk about grappling with the gospel message. And then we talk about the decision. It's time to make a decision. It's time to make a decision. Are we going to do something with this? What are you going to do with this? It's part of our response as disciples. It's part of our response to God in ministry. We've got to make our decision. That's what this next piece is about. We've tried to put it all together. We've been working on all the best research, and we've been going to all the best sources, and all at the same time, we've been trying to remain as open to the Holy Spirit as possible, continually getting feedback from you guys and what's happening in ministries and from pastors. And we've come up with what is to date, what we really believe is what God is calling us to do, really and truly, through the leadership of Bishop Boyer. His own vision, his own mind and heart in this, what he's hearing the Lord saying. And I was reluctant to go too personal with my own involvement here, but I am very strongly inclined to share with you just a quick experience I had. As you know, with these things, if the Lord is doing something, Satan is attacking. Getting ahead of myself. You know this in ministry, there's spiritual attack, and there was spiritual attack with this, and there was a lot of stuff happening. But part of it, as Brian was saying, that's kind of a sign that God's up to something. And I took it to prayer, and over, we need to be reminded, this is right, right? And I took it to the Lord, and very clearly in my heart, I heard God say, Craig, I have not called for a new evangelization if there is not going to be a new evangelization. That's it. There's going to be a new evangelization. That new evangelization is underway now. To you. And it is a profound honor to be here with you in this ministry. I had a young priest come up to me earlier today and say, Craig, maybe what we need to do is just have a sort of final message of, this is a profound honor to be a part of. We're talking about some hard challenges ahead, but the joy of the gospel, of being a part of delivering this message to the world, that when we're dead and gone and when we're with the saints and angels in heaven, we can say we were part of the greatest mission that the earth had ever known. We're part of that. And as Father White was saying, we will be written into history. The Lord's time is now. And so I'm going to get into just a couple boring practical things for you.